think about it. A pill that you take every day for the rest of your life.
Okay. So much for opening rituals. Let's cut to the feature attraction.
Stay sick. It's got complex. Good evening. You're listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music. Brought to you by myself, Nigel, here alone in the studio, just bringing you these tunes. And the show is going to be the usual mix of some tunes and some chat, and the chat's basically going to be around the usual subjects of what's going on in the local area, what gigs are out there, what new releases there are, all that kind of stuff, all just connected with the music, because that's what this show's about, the music. And I opened there with Stay Sick from SMP. That's a band I've never heard of before, but I discovered on the Electronic Saviors compilation, which I mumbled about quite a lot on my last show, and I think I'm going to continue to do that for, well, the foreseeable future, because it's a damn good compilation, well worth getting your hands on, and I'll be playing you a selection of tracks off that and other stuff I found recently tonight. And, well, I'm going to break the format of the show a bit. Normally, I wait till a few tracks in, I'll give you a rundown of the gigs, clubs, events, that kind of stuff, but there's such an important piece of news that's come out since the last show that it's well worth diving straight into. It has been confirmed that Infest is happening this year. This is Bradford's local industrial electronic alternative music festival that has happened for over 10 years now, and last year, unfortunately, due to issues, I'm not exactly sure what the issues are, but I think part of it is the renovation of the student union building, it just didn't go ahead, which was a real shame. But the organisers have confirmed that they're going to be running Infest this year. They haven't announced any bands yet, and I'll be definitely making sure I let you know as soon as that information trickles through who gets confirmed. But it's August Bank Holiday Weekend. The information that has been confirmed is the dates. It's August Bank Holiday Weekend. It's the 27th, 28th and 29th of August, as usual. And yay! Everyone I know seems to be quite excited about it. It's certainly spread, that news spread like wildfire throughout the various internet forums and various blogs I read. So all very excited about that. Good to see what is possibly the largest electronic kind of industrial music festival I'm aware of, certainly in the UK. I don't know of anything that compares to it. Not three whole days, and nothing that kind of gives this feel to it. And I know people who travel all the way across the UK just to come to that. So it's well worth getting along to if you like, well, I'd say most of the tunes I play on the show. Right. That's enough chatting for the moment. I'm going to continue with some XP8.
We'll be right back. Silver bullets cost a midnight in the forest.
You heard there Gen Cap with version 2. That's the Aesthetic Perfection mix. Again, from the Electronic Saviors album compilation. Awesome stuff there. And that compilation is just going to be so responsible for getting me into so many more bands. It's going to be a bit of a sting to my wallet when I end up buying loads and loads more CDs, but that's nothing too terrible. That's something I can survive with. At least I get some awesome music out of it. So yeah, that was... that wasn't Gen Cap. That's What's Coming Next. What you heard there was In Strict Confidence with Silver Bullets from a new EP called Silver Bullets. Before that, we had Grendel with Harsh Generation from the Harsh Generation album, and that was basically, I decided to play that because we had Joss from Grendel as the guest DJ at the Wendy House this last weekend. And he played some awesome stuff. He seemed to understand the dance floor there just perfectly. And, well, being the man behind Grendel and the man who've created, like, dance floor anthems that work there perfectly, that's quite understandable. And before that, we had XP8 with Out of Control, which it took me a while to notice. That's a cover of a She Wants Revenge track. Awesome stuff from that. And it just kind of works really well in their style. And that's from Drop the Mask, their latest album. I'm not going to waffle on too much, mainly because I've already told you what's coming next, but in a little bit, after this next chunk of records, I'll run down the gigs, clubs, events, stuff going on in the local area, and stuff that's being released soon. So stay tuned for that, and here's some Gen Cap.
I want to help you just die. Told our own decay, it makes me shiver.
You're still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. Now, that was a band called Zeromancer with a track called The Hate Alphabet. Now, they've just released a new album, and it's kind of done its round on the promo thing, and that's how it's come across my path. I've never really heard of them before. The press release say they've been around for a while, a good few years doing a few releases, studio albums mainly. But yeah, the album has just come out at the start of this month. And I'm really not sure what to make of it. I've had a couple of listens, and I don't know, it kind of sounds a bit like polished rock, almost kind of charty stuff, but not. It still's got some kind of edge to it. I really can't put it in a classification in my own head. So I thought I'd play that and see what you guys thought, and yeah, drop me a line if you think good or bad, or if you're a massive fan, or you really, really hate them. I have no idea either way what that'll go. Before that, we had Hannah Ellis with Future Noir from her debut solo album, Future Noir. And that's worth mentioning, mainly because coming up, Atari Teenage Riot, who, you know, split up many years ago, are reforming to play a series of one-off gigs. Now, one of their one-off gigs, I think the UK one, is at London in May. It includes Hannah Ellis. It's pretty much, you know, what the closest you're going to get to a proper... Atari Teenage Riot Reformation, so that's probably worth getting yourself to. And before that, like I incorrectly mentioned beforehand, that was Gencab with a track called Version 2 Aesthetic Perfection Mix, and that's from the Electronic Saviors compilation, the awesome compilation that, well, if you like any of the tunes I'm playing, it's just full of that stuff. It's just chock full of good tunes, well worth getting hold of. Right now, it's well worth running down the gigs, clubs and events in the local area. What have I got? Oh, there's some releases worth mentioning. There is Mind in a Box, a band I really quite like, and they're doing a homage to kind of 8-bit, you know, Commodore 64 type sounds, and they've got a track, or, well, a CD single called 8 Bits that's being released tomorrow on the 26th of March. And Mesh are also releasing a single tomorrow on the 26th. The track How Long from their recent album is being turned into a single. So I think I've got a promo of that somewhere, so I'll try and play that in a few minutes. Actually, you can have a listen to it yourself. Now, what else have I got in my list of interesting things? Oh, yes. Talking of gigs coming up, this month includes Whitby. Whitby Goth Weekend. Now, this is something I don't normally... touch on too much because people who are going already know about the stuff going on. They buy their tickets in advance by months, book their accommodation months in advance, and they constantly check the forums for the band information, or they don't care and they just go for the atmosphere and the dressing up. So, but this one is a bit different because I've decided to get out my hovel and get myself along to this, and I've discovered some awesome things going on. You'll remember from a few shows ago the terror and chaos at the start of the year that was Mandroid invading the studio. They are one of the funniest parody bands I've ever seen, and well worth seeing if you like your tonguing. Someone taking the mickey out of themselves in a very tongue-in-cheek way, well worth seeing. And they've got a gig at Whitby. Now, there seems to be an alternative thing happening at Whitby. Let me scroll down to the details. The alternative is, well, there's many alternatives, and one of them is at the Shambles Bar at Marketplace in Whitby. On the Friday, they've got UFX supported by Mandroid, followed by two sets of DJs, the Charnel House versus the Wendy House DJs. So that's looking like a good all-round night. Saturday, they've got Nosferatu, supported by Luxury Stranger. And on Sunday, they've got Uberbyte, supported by AFX. So quite a good selection of bands going on there. Club nights afterwards. It's looking like a good little deal, that. What else have we got? It's actually probably worth going through the events in order now, rather than just going random order. It's Mandroid playing Whitby. But yeah, I'll be getting myself along to the Mandroid Whitby gig as well. That should be loads of fun. Mandroid, just a big giggle, as you've heard. Okay, on Friday, the 2nd of April, we have the Friday Flock at the Subculture. Now, this is celebrating about a decade of things like Oblivion at the Phono and the Saturday afternoon DJs getting together and doing goth events there that spawned the weekly Black Sheep Night and the Friday Flock and many other spin-offs. So this is roughly their 10-year anniversary, so they're calling this the anniversary, and they're having a sci-fi steampunk party special. So there's going to be the first hour of the night will be much more kind of Oblivion Phono style tunes from, well, back in the day, so that should be interesting. And there's also a fancy dress theme, because back in the day they quite often had fancy dress themes, and the theme is sci-fi and steampunk. And I think that kind of ties in well with the organiser, who's a very big Doctor Who fan, and it's tying in with Doctor Who restarting, so the sci-fi geeks out there will be getting their Doctor Who fix as well. So that's the Friday Flock. That's more details at fridayflock.net. We have on Wednesday, the 7th of April, a warm-up gig for Zeitgeist Zero and Legion, who are going to play the Gotham Festival in London, I believe. But on Wednesday, the 7th, there's a warm-up gig in Leeds. So at the Subculture in Leeds, Zeitgeist Zero and Legion. Go to either, well, Google Zeitgeist Zero or Legion's webpages to find out more details on that one. On Saturday, the 10th of April, we have Darklands over at the Stereo in York. That runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. And £4 on the door. More information about that one can be found at myspace.com/darklandsclubnight. Wednesday the 14th of April is Angel Spit, supported by Sea Digest and The Ladder. That's over at the Corporation in Sheffield. But Angel Spit are a band I've played quite a bit on this show and really do quite enjoy, so well worth getting along to. But yes, the details of stuff in April Whitby. As I've run down the unofficial, one of the unofficial events, I might as well run down the official events. Although, if you're going, you've probably already got your tickets. But, you know, there's still tickets available. So, the official lineup is Anne-Marie Hurst, of Ex-Ghost and Skeletal Family, Deviant UK in Isolation, Pretentious Moi, The Deep End, and Vendenmian. I'm getting so rubbish at pronouncing this stuff. And that's all going on at the Spire. Go to www.topmum.co.uk. That's the Whitby Goth Weekend website, and you'll find out all the details there, including ticket prices and that kind of thing. I've run down that event. And there's, on Friday the 23rd, it's well worth mentioning, there's a night called Wasteland at Raw, which is just off Baxtergate. That's with DJs Pyromancer and Avitera. One day I'll pronounce stuff correctly. Basically, Pyromancer we've had on the show before and is part of the Leeds DJing scene, and should be very good stuff from him, so well worth getting along to. But Whitby, there's just going to be loads going on. I'll see if I can get a compilation of everything that I can find out nearer the time. Probably in time for the next show in a fortnight's time. So loads of details on the Whitby stuff should be present there. Now, it's always worth mentioning the weekly nights that go on in our fair county. We have Bad Moon Rising here every Thursday at the Zoo Bar here in Bradford. Free entry, and it runs from 7 p.m. till midnight. More information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. And there's Black Sheep every Sunday, running from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. at the Subculture in Leeds. And again, free entry. More information can be found at www.sheepish.net. So loads of stuff going on. Gigs, club nights, releases. There's loads. Anyway, time to carry on with the tunes. Now, there's a band that, if you listened to the show like 6-7 years ago, you'll have been hearing me play quite a bit of this band. And they kind of stopped releasing stuff, so I just simply assumed that, you know, split up, got bored, gone on to other projects. But it came across my radar that there's a new release from them. This is Absurd Minds, new stuff from them. This is called The King, off a new album called Serve or Suffer. I'm drunk, yeah.
as I stand here, I see nothing but tears. Beat goes on, the beat goes on, through the fire and storms, through the rage of the soul. It's our condition, it's our condition, it's our condition.
Dragons with Condition from Here Are the Roses, and before that we had the new, well, coming out tomorrow, Mesh single How Long, released from their latest album, and before that we had new release from Absurd Minds with The King from Serve or Suffer, with their album sounding, well, they actually have kept pretty much the same sound as they had a good few years ago, so nothing particularly wrong with that. It's just interesting to see how they've continued, and it sounded like quality stuff. I'll let you know more when I've had a good few listens to it, but it's simply appeared in front of me in the last few days, so I've not had a good amount of time to let it sink in. Now, as always, I'm running out of time here, but I'm going to say goodbye now and leave you with a couple of tracks. First of all, I'm going to leave you with Zombie Girl, with Creepy Crawler from the Back from the Dead EP. That's from a few years ago now, but it still stands up on a club dance floor very well. And after that, I'll probably try and squeeze in some of Disconnected's Pray Vote Donate Buy from Old School Policies, quality track from there. So yeah, I'll be playing both of them. You have been listening to Dark Simulation, and I'll be back in a fortnight's time. Enjoy.